Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narteries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Art of the Slow Flip by Scott Jelinek is a real estate investing book centered on a creative financing strategy that rethinks the meaning of flipping. Instead of focusing on rapid resale and short-term profit, the book presents slow flipping as a structured way to build long-term cash flow through seller-financed property sales. It is positioned as a practical guide for investors who want to create income without relying on heavy rehabs, traditional landlord duties, or large upfront capital. The book combines mindset, deal mechanics, and implementation details with an emphasis on setting personal financial goals and building a strategy that fits those goals. Jelinek draws on extensive experience in real estate investing, and the book reflects a system built from practical use rather than theory. Its purpose is to explain a lower stress path to property investing that can be understood by beginners while still offering useful structure for experienced investors. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, slow flipping is a cash flow model instead of a quick resale tactic. The central idea of the book is that flipping does not have to mean rapid renovation and immediate resale. Jelinek defines slow flipping as a property strategy built around holding a deal long enough to create stable monthly income, then selling through seller financing. This changes the economics of a deal. The goal is not a one-time assignment fee or a quick resale margin, but a recurring stream of payments that can continue over time. That distinction matters because it shifts the investor's attention from speed to structure. The book treats cash flow as the primary outcome, making the strategy more comparable to a long-term income system than a conventional flip. By reframing flipping in this way, the book appeals to readers who want predictable returns and a business model that is less dependent on market timing. The approach is distinctive because it reuses the language of flipping while reversing its usual short-term logic. Secondly, creative financing is the core mechanism behind the strategy. A major part of the book is its focus on creative financing, especially buying properties without using traditional bank financing in the usual way. The slow flip model depends on structuring purchases and exits so that a deal can be controlled with limited upfront cash and then resold using seller financing, often through a contract for deed or land contract structure. This is important because the method is not simply about finding cheap houses. It is about designing the transaction so the investor can move from acquisition to income without requiring a large conventional loan. The book positions financing as a problem-solving tool rather than a barrier. That makes the model attractive to readers with limited capital or imperfect credit, since the system is meant to reduce dependency on those conventional gatekeepers. At the same time, the strategy requires understanding terms, payment flow, and legal structure, so the book is not just about opportunism. It teaches that the deal itself must be engineered carefully for the model to work over time. Thirdly, the book minimizes rehab and landlord exposure by design. Another important dimension of the book is what it leaves out of the investing process. Traditional real estate strategies often require repairs, renovations, tenant management, maintenance calls, and exposure to vacancy or turnover costs. The slow flip model is designed to avoid much of that burden. Jelinek presents the strategy as a way to buy affordable single-family homes and turn them into income-producing assets without becoming a hands-on landlord or taking on major rehab projects. This matters because it reduces operational complexity, which is often the part of real estate investing that discourages beginners or consumes experienced investors' time. The book suggests that lower friction can be just as valuable as higher gross profit if it produces more consistent execution. In practical terms, the model is attractive to readers who want real estate exposure but do not want a business built around construction, emergency maintenance, or heavy management. The reduction of operational headaches is therefore not a side benefit. It is one of the strategy's defining features. Fourthly, goal setting and personal wealth definition guide the investing process. The book does more than explain transaction structure. It also insists that investors define what wealth means for them personally before choosing a strategy. Jelinek emphasizes the idea of identifying an ideal day, attaching a cost to that lifestyle, and writing down the financial target that would make it possible. This framing gives the method a practical planning function. Rather than treating real estate as an abstract path to riches, the book encourages readers to work backward from personal needs, making the investing goal concrete and measurable. That approach is useful because it ties deal-making to a specific lifestyle outcome, which can improve discipline and reduce aimless investing. The book also implies that a clear goal helps determine pace, risk tolerance, and deal selection. In other words, the strategy is not presented as one size fits all. It is meant to be aligned with the investor's desired life structure. This makes the book part investing guide and part planning framework. Lastly, experience-based instruction and risk awareness give the book its practical edge. the book draws strength from the author's long career in real estate and from its attempt to explain a system that has been used at scale. Public descriptions of the book and related materials point to Jelinek's extensive deal volume and his use of slow flip houses in practice. That background matters because the book reads as a system built from repeated execution, not just theory. It also appears to balance opportunity with caution by acknowledging challenges rather than presenting the method as effortless. This gives the book a more grounded tone than many real estate books that rely on hype or oversimplified promises. The practical value lies in how the strategy is presented as repeatable and structured, yet still dependent on understanding deal terms, underwriting, and buyer fit. Readers are not simply told that the method works, they are shown the logic behind why it may reduce risk compared with more aggressive approaches. That combination of experience, structure, and realism is what makes the book distinct in its category. In conclusion, The Art of the Slow Flip is best suited for readers who want a real estate strategy focused on income, structure, and reduced operational stress rather than fast speculation. Beginners may find it useful because it presents creative financing in a more approachable way than many technical investing books. While experienced investors may appreciate the emphasis on system design, cash flow, and deal structure, its practical value lies in showing how properties can be acquired and exited without relying on the usual flip and rehab formula. That makes it especially relevant for people who want a model that is less exposed to construction risk and landlord workload. Compared with similar real estate books, it stands out because it redefines flipping itself. Instead of treating a flip as a short-term transaction, it turns the concept into a longer horizon financing and income strategy. The book is also notable for connecting investing decisions to personal lifestyle goals, which gives the method a clearer purpose than purely transactional guides. For readers seeking a realistic niche approach to creative real estate investing, it offers a distinctive framework. If you would like to support Scott Jelinek, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.